everybody. Welcome to my world right here on the Trim Radio Network. Check us out on trimradio.com, and we are live every Wednesday. And I like to do it that way. But before we get going, guys, you know we always have to do a disclaimer. If I don't do the disclaimer, the powers that be get even with me. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So you want to sit back, relax, chill out, and tell your friends about us. It's free. Have them join us every Wednesday live. Well, guys, I hope your world has been better than mine. It's been rather a busy week so far, and it's only Wednesday, and it's going to get busier. Anyhow, well, I'll tell you what, a lot of stuff's been going on. I've been researching some stuff and trying to find some good things. I've got some funny stuff for you towards the end of the show. Some things to talk about. And I don't know about you, but, you know, it's change of marketing time in the grocery stores. Have you ever noticed that? Holy cow. Everything changes. I'm going to be talking about that here in just a minute. So let's take a look at what we've got here on the show. We have, I have to find that right button. You know, we can do these shows very easily, but you have to hit the button. If you don't hit the button, nothing happens. Except now. Here we go. You can always join us here on the trimradio.com page, and you can check us out. We have listings for our network shows. You can listen now, live stream, or past episodes. You can partner with Trim Radio. You can host your own show, or you can advertise with Trim. You can also support the station. And we'll get into that in just a little bit once we talk about the shows that we've got. Hey, we've got Adventure Waits Around the Bend, and that's on Spotify. We've got Branch It Up with Tigger and Beck. YouTube and Spotify, Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bejas. And we have Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. And generally we are live except for when I have concerts to play. And our concert season hasn't started yet. It probably won't start until probably last part of May and into June. I'll probably have five concerts to play. And then we do what we call encore editions. In other words, reruns. But encore sounds better. And we will have those. But you can always check out our archives. It's very easy to do. Just go to trimradio.com. Also, we've got Offsides with College Football Top 25. We've got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever every Wednesday live. We've got the Positude Podcast. We've got Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. I want to tell you what, you know, I always kid Rascala. He always says you can take the red pill or the blue pill. And I always say I want the green pill. Who knows? He just might give me a kidney chaser. I don't know. But hey, it's a good show. You know, 2 to 3 hours on the weekend. It's great. I've been on that show a couple of times with him. Had a blast each time. So check them out, Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. Also check out Victoria Smith's Natural Marketer Podcast. You know, if you want to learn how to do extra marketing for your business or your club or sorority or fraternity, radio show, whatever, check her out. She does an excellent job and good free advice. And then if you professionally want to work with her, hey, that's fine. You can contact her and she'll work with you on marketing ideas. Okay, great person. But those are our shows that we have right now. If you want to do your own show, it's very easy to do. If I can do it, anybody can do it. All you have to do is hit this little blue dot up here, up in the right side. And it says, hi there, thanks for visiting Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today? Click on that. And another box comes up and it says, we're here to help with getting your podcast in our network, getting you in contact with show hosts and anything else we can do to help. All you do is put down your name, you put down your phone number, remember the area code, and you put your message there. And with that, you want to put your email address, maybe an alternative phone number too. All you have to do then is click the send message. Somebody gets right back to you, and then they will set you up with either maybe Michael Bejas or Victoria Smith or someone else, and they will get you started on your path to doing your own show. It's very easy to do. Let's put it this way. If I can do it, you can do it. Just come up with a good show that you think everybody's going to enjoy. And that's the key to the whole thing. You can have advertisers if you want, or you can give free plugs to people. And that's what I like to do, is give out some free plugs from a lot of people that I know. And yeah, I just want to help them out. And that's the way I work. I don't get paid for doing the shows. Actually, none of us get paid for doing the shows. We do it to have fun. And where else can you have fun but right here on the Trim Radio Network? And we go out globally, worldwide. That sounds redundant, doesn't it? But it is. We go out all over the world. I've got listeners in Myanmar, which used to be called Burma, India, South Africa, Europe, North America, South America. But I don't have anybody in Iceland. You know, they have TV up there. I was looking the other day for a place for TV shows, worldwide TV shows, just to see, you know, what they do. And I found out tv.garden, G-A-R-D-E-N. Click on that, and you can basically get TV shows all over the world. And I could watch shows in England, Wales, Canada, South America, Germany, Sweden, Switzerland, whatever. It's kind of interesting. And you get to hear it in their native language. And also, they have a lot of shows in English. So check them out, tv.garden. Well, anyhow, guys, we've got that. But what do we do here on the show? It's very easy. We have to do some advertising. There are different ways we can do it. And you can support our network by shop our merchandise, better known as Shop the Merch, or you can contribute to the show. And all the money goes strictly for airtime, because that's the most expensive thing that we have, is airtime. Now, if you want to go ahead and help us out and you want to shop, it's very easy to do. All you have to do is click the Shop Now button, and let's see what we've got today. We've got the Take It All 15 mouse pad. We've got airtime fees if you want to deposit for that. We've got the Trim Radio Network wall clock. And we have the new Blend men's hooded sweatshirt. We've got the Cut the Bull color morphing mug. I wonder what colors change. We've also got the Radio Bull unisex jersey long sleeve t-shirt. We have our Trim Radio Network mug. And we've got t-shirts, hoodies. We have a few things up here, and we change the things that we have on the merchandise page every day of the week, basically, that we're doing things. So you want to check it out. And you can help us out by just buying the merchandise, and that helps us keep on the air with airtime. So, you know, hey, if you need a new clock, go ahead and get the Trim Radio Network clock. Or go ahead and get a mouse pad. You know, help us out. If you like mugs, get a morphing mug. Who knows? I might get one. I'll have to talk to Michael Bejas. He's the wizard behind the mugs. And see if I can get a morphing mug for my Money and Change show, which is every Sunday at 7 p.m. Maybe have it change to a $1,000 bill. maybe with my face on it. Nah, I don't want to do that. That would break the mug. Anyhow, support the show and tell your friends about us. Really, tell your friends about us and spread the word, because, you know, we're going to serve you the truth and we're going to cut the bull. And that's why we have the bull as our mascot. Well, anyhow, guys, we've got that. I've got friends to talk about, but we have the Trim Radio Network page, and you're looking at it right now. And you can take anything or look for anything on that page for Trim Radio Network. And I've been doing this with Trim Radio Network for many years. And I was with another network in Columbia, South Carolina. I did that for about 10 years. And you develop a lot of friends along the way. But I've been working with the guys at Trim Radio Network, and we have a blast. We really do. We have fun doing it. And we don't expect to get paid. We just have fun doing it. And that's the best thing, is having fun. Hey, if you get a chance, check out our page on Facebook. Yeah, we do have a page. And I can invite you into the group. That's no problem. And it's the My World Live Laugh and Whatever page. Okay. You can check us out. You can see a list of some of our listeners. We've got, hey, Jerry, if you're out there, let me know. I know you were watching last week. You didn't get a chance. We didn't get a chance to chat. And Jerry's a school buddy of mine. I've known him for years, and he's a faithful watcher. He is. And of course, then there's Gary out there, and of course, Rascala, and a lot of the others. And, you know, hey, Bill Carter, if you're watching, say hi. Stop in and watch some of our shows too. You'll have some fun. But anyhow, guys, we do have people that watch the show and they enjoy it. We do get some feedback on that. You know, I advertised on Facebook, and we always show the party and people and so forth. We like to have fun. This is Wednesday where I don't talk about finance. We have a lot of fun. And that's the key to the whole process here. Well, anyhow, I posted a few things on Rumble, and the show will be on Rumble as soon as we finish producing it here. This is live. And then eventually it will appear on Rumble and YouTube. And what I will do is take the Rumble page and post it on the Facebook page. And you can see a lot of different things. You know, the Join Us Now guy. Right here is Danny King. He's a great guy. He talks about a lot of different things. And this time he was talking about, what are they not telling you? You got to listen to this guy. He's down in Wiggins, Mississippi. And I always joke about Wiggins, Mississippi. But he's a very intelligent person. And he's got an exciting background that he really doesn't like to spread around too much. I mean, he's done construction. He's done stuff in the government. Done all kinds of stuff. Okay. Who's that guy? Oh, that's the show from last week. We posted that. And we also have our shout outs, and I always like to do our shout outs, and I always post the links here, and you can see the list of people. But I thought I would just go ahead and highlight some of the shout outs, because I've got a lot and it takes up a lot of time. But a big shout out goes to the University of Findlay in Findlay, Ohio. You got to check them out. Your journey begins at Findlay. All you have to do is just go to findlay.edu. I'll tell you what, it's a good school. I'm partial because I went there. I've been to so many different schools, it's pathetic. You know, people say, how many schools have you been to? I've been to 6. And I've studied different things at 6 different colleges and universities and community colleges. But I'll tell you what, the University of Findlay, I love that school. It's a good school. Dr. Kathy Fell is the president of the university. They have 3 campuses in Findlay. One is the Hazardous Materials Campus, one of a few in the country. you have to check that one out if you're interested in hazardous materials and how to treat them and so forth. Also, we have the equestrian campus, and that has all the horses and riding stables and all that, but they also do study for pre-veterinary sciences. It's a very good pre-vet school. It really is. And then we have the main campus. And the main campus, they have bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees. They have 5 different doctoral degrees at the University of Findlay, a whole bunch of master's degrees, and a whole bunch of bachelor degrees. But you can check them out at www.findlay. And it's a good school. If you take a look at some of the advertisements, if we had that listed up here, well, they've changed it. Oh. Well, there's part of the campus there. You can see part of it. And it's a beautiful campus. It really is. They really, really do a nice job of it. But I'll tell you what, you take a look at the national rankings. Okay. U.S. News World Report has earned top rankings in the newest U.S. News and World Report's annual survey of America's best colleges. 16 consecutive years, the Princeton Review recognized the University of Findlay as one of the best 4-year institutions in the Midwest for 2021. Also, we've got Money Magazine listed University of Findlay as the number 4th best college for merit aid in the United States. That was in the 2019. It still holds true today. Wall Street Journal. Check them out. They've got a very good instructional staff there, very good professors, nice facilities. And if you're into sports, oh my goodness, they have had an outstanding sports season. The football team did very well. The basketball team, the men's basketball team, went into the playoffs for the conference. So did the girls. Had very good seasons. We've had the girls golf team was rated 2nd in the country. I think right now they're 4th, and they might end up probably 2nd again. A very good golf team. And then we have the track and field. They went to the nationals and they missed the national title for the 400 relay. They missed it by 0.08 of a second. Yeah, good sports there, good facilities, great professors, great coaches. Check them out, the University of Findlay. Wow, we've got Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. And I was setting this page up just before we went to air. And Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks does an excellent job. He creates the pens. And he does things in kit form. If you want the center section of the pen, which is the blank, he has those, and he does the design work for you, okay? Also, he does all kinds of pens, different designs. You come up with a design for your business, all you have to do is contact Phil at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. And guess what? You can take and do it custom. He will make the pens for you. He's done pens that he sold down in Disney World. He's been to trade shows in Japan, all kinds of places. He does an excellent job. And he has a great Second Amendment pen. So if you're looking to have a custom presentation pen for one of your customers or people in your sorority or in your business, fraternity, high school, grade school, whatever, Phil makes them, and he does an excellent job, so you have to check it out. That's Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. He makes other stuff, too, besides that. I won't get into that because he has fun producing some stuff. It's kind of interesting. Letter openers and all kinds of things. He's a wizard, but check him out, Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. Wow. You know, I've always talked about Big Family Homestead. with Brad and Krista. Well, here's their webpage, okay, on YouTube, and you can take a look at the different shows that they've done. Of course, the guy with the beard is not Krista. That is the main guy. That's Brad. I've met these people years ago, the fantastic people. They live out in the middle of Wisconsin. They used to be in outside of Monroe, Ohio, and then they relocated. And I'll tell you what, great people. You meet these people sometimes by chance, or you meet them because you want to talk about YouTube. Guess what? It's just like you've met them and known them your whole life. That's how friendly they are, and they have really good shows. So you want to check them out. Also, I've talked about Prepper Princess, remember? And she's a self-made millionaire. Technical term is millionaire-ess, but she likes to say self-made millionaire. And she's done a lot of different videos, and she's reviewed products. She shows you how to live frugally. You know, you've been doing laundry wrong. I watched that one, and I said, you mean I'm not supposed to fill it to the top? Actually, I knew better than that. But guess what? She shows you the right way to do it because you get the best bang for the buck if you follow her methods. Also, be ready for power outages. And she's talking about OOPES, O-U-P-E-S. And I'll tell you what, I took a chance. I watched her video on that and a couple others about OOPES. Alaska Prepper had one. I bought one. A 3,000 watt system with solar panels. If the power ever goes out, all I have to do is, of course, I initially charged it with my home system. And, you know, if the power goes out, I put the solar panels out, plug them in, and I charge that unit up. From that, I could run refrigerators. I could run a washer. Not a dryer, but a washer. I could go ahead and do my freezers with it, lights in the house. It's a good deal. It really is. If you want something smaller, they have them. But it's a good thing to have. She's talking about how to handle emergency expenses and how to budget for that. A lot of people don't budget for emergency expenses. You know, your car breaks down. Oh, what am I going to do? Put it on a credit card? Well, yeah, you might, but you want to pay it off before you pay that interest, okay? She talks about what's poverty, how to live on less than $30 a week. She's done it. I don't think I can do that, but she's done plenty of videos, okay? So you want to check out Prepper Princess. Very intelligent person. She talks about a lot of different things. Wow. You know, I've always talked about Dave Gilmore, and remember, I've talked about GMRS radios. Yeah, for $35, you get a 10-year license with a GMRS radio. This one happens to be an Ocean 935G Plus, and it has a Nagoya 771G antenna. With this, I can talk to people in Dayton, Ohio, 35 miles away. I can hit a repeater, and I can talk up to 90 miles. And that license is good for your whole family. So you can have one, your wife could have one, your daughter, your son, maybe your aunt, you know, maybe your mother, mother-in-law. And you can communicate in an emergency or just having fun. You can take these on trips and you can go ahead and talk in, you know, between different cars and stuff. It's great. They are fantastic. And I really love mine. This one is an Ocean, which is W-O-U-X-U-N. And it's an excellent radio for only 5 watts, and it goes 35 miles. And you hit that repeater in Dayton, Ohio, I can go an additional 90 miles. And too bad they don't link up repeaters, because I could probably get all the way over to Lancaster, Ohio, which I think I did once on a bounce. But anyhow, check these out. These are great. But you check out LDS Prepper, David Gilmore. He's done over 700 videos about prepping, growing crops, how to communicate with the GMRS radios, what are Berkey filters, how to set up a church GMRS energy or emergency communication. He explains how they do it with the LDS church, and they're really into preparedness. But he talks about a lot of different things. And I'll tell you what, he's a fantastic person. I've talked to him before. And we spent probably about a half an hour on the phone talking about different things. And I really like what he says and what he does. So you want to check him out, okay? And that's the LDS Prepper. Wow. We've got other guys. We've got Deep South Homestead at Pecan Grove with Danny and Wanda King. We've got Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. He's putting up with fires in South Carolina. And basically over the ridge and past the Hoot and Holler and Hill, they have fires in North Carolina too. And he's having to contend with that. Also, we've got the Max. And you have to check that out with Colby. He puts up videos just about every day, every other day on very important things. And I listen to that guy. He's very intelligent. He's down in eastern Mississippi, too. I'm not picking on the Southerners, you know, but they're good people. They really are. And they have some very good shows. Wow. Let's get into who won the Mega Millions last night. Let's see where the $34 million jackpot ticket was sold. But first, the odds. Wow. Look at those odds. Yeah. Well, anyhow, the Mega Millions jackpot was won for a second time in 2025, and a lucky winner in Illinois gets to claim the $344 million jackpot on the same day that Mega Millions announced a mega overhaul. And the Illinois winner will get to choose a one-time cash payment of $159.1 million. But with the latest win, the jackpot reset to $20 million for the next drawing. Well, $20 million wouldn't be bad. I don't know what I would do with $20 million. I think I would take a trip to Florida just to chill out. Or maybe I'll go to my own island. I don't know. Just to get away from people and figure out what I'm going to do with $20 million bucks. Yeah, $20 million bucks. Can you believe that? Think about what would you do with $159.1 million? The first thing I'd do is find myself an investment person and a good attorney. And that's what I would do. And I keep quiet for quite a while until we figure out what I'm going to do. Because you know what happens? You get relatives coming out of the woodwork, you know, your third cousin twice removed, two times kicked out of the family and so forth. Oh, remember me? Or remember that tax you forgot to pay down in Arkansas on that 1/10 of an acre that you own? Yeah, it runs into that. Speaking of that, I got a tax notice from Arkansas. I inherited some land down there. It was 1/10 of an uncontested acre. And my tax was $1.67. Of course, I knew I inherited that, but could you imagine the tax of $1.67? Oh, well, I had to pay it. I didn't want to lose that tenth of an acre. I could probably stand in it and maybe touch the corners and not touch anything else. Anyhow, it's kind of a family joke, but it happens. Well, anyhow, did anyone else win Mega Millions? Well, yeah, another person in Florida won $1 million match five prize, but no one won the $2 million match five Megaplier prize. But the winners are out there. I've just never won. I don't know about you guys. Have you won? You know, somebody will tell you it's a snowball's chance and, you know? We really don't cuss on this network because Michael Bejas gets really upset if we say certain words. So we try to keep everything as clean as possible here so you don't hear us saying all those words. But do you bet on the Mega Millions? I do once in a while when it really gets up there. But do I do it constantly? No. Your chances of winning are slim. Real slim. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. I saw this on X. And Amy Vandersteel had that. Did you know federal income tax only applies inside the 10-mile square District of Columbia? Gee, I didn't. And she said on her show, no law, no implementing regs published in the Federal Register. And Michael L. White, who's the federal attorney, confirms no IRS requirements exist to file returns. Well, I thought, hey, that's kind of strange. Maybe I could play that on the show and we could find out together what's going on. So let's see if we can do that.
You've been told federal income tax applies to every American. But what if that's a lie by omission? Title 26, the tax code, applies only within one place, the District of Columbia. Not your state, not your home, just this 10 square mile jurisdiction. Michael L. White, federal attorney at the National Archives, confirms, and I quote, no IRS rule requiring income tax returns has ever been published in the Federal Register, end quote. That means no publication, no obligation. Without publication, there's no legal force outside DC. That's the law. The Constitution is the supreme law. We the people are sovereign. The government, our servants, bound to common law and the original intent of the founders. George Mason laid it out clearly. The people grant power, the people revoke it. An amendment is not a repeal, according to the Supreme Court in 1956. You're not a quoted sovereign citizen. You're a sovereign. You don't obey unlawful laws. You uphold God's law, common law, constitutional law. Read your Constitution. Reclaim your rights. Share the truth.
Hey, and I didn't know that either. You know, they always say pay your taxes, and then you go pay them. And then they take your money, and what do they do with it? They squander it, don't they? You know, right now they're finding out that the government has taken our money and spent it all different which ways and given it away and kickbacks and everything else. Who would have thunk it, huh? You get all that money coming in and they end up giving it away. And somehow it might get back into their pockets. We're finding out a lot right now. We'll probably find out more, but I didn't know that that tax was only in Washington, D.C., in the District of Columbia. Wow. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But now you know, you've seen it. So we'll see what happens. Wow, we've got some stuff coming up. I talked about to people today, you know, you go to the grocery stores and you get used to going places and getting stuff within the store and getting out. You don't like to fight the crowd. You know what you're going to get. You get your cart and you go push it around. You get what you need to go and you go to either the self-checkout where you wait in line forever, or you go to the regular checkout line where somebody scans everything and you wait forever. The only quick place I think is a pharmacy. You know, I went to our local market. I'll just call it Kroger's. You can take it or leave it. What I'm pointing at here. You go in for one item. You know, you say, hey, I need a loaf of bread. And then you go get the bread and you say, well, gee, I got to go get some cheese. So then you walk to the other side of the store and they've moved the cheese. You find it and you put it in the basket. You say, oh, I'm going to need some cold meat with that. Oh, I got to walk back the other direction because they moved that too. And you go ahead and get that and put it in the basket. Next thing you know, oh, well, I need lettuce. I need tomatoes. They moved that too. Oh, you put it in the basket. And then you start thinking, oh, I need mustard. Well, you have to go find that. So then they've rearranged that aisle and it's endless. And you get frustrated. And, you know, I go into Kroger's and I'm walking around. I'm looking around. I need this. I need that, you know, and they've changed it to the opposite end of the aisle or moved it someplace totally different. And I have to go looking. The outside of the store boundaries basically stays the same. It's the inside they love to change. And so, you know, you're going along, you're shopping and you're pushing and going everywhere. And everybody's saying foul words. Boy, I'll tell you what, the cuss words come out in Kroger's when those little old ladies get pissed. Oh, man, they cut up a storm. And they want to give that store manager a piece of their mind and yada, yada. I mean, hey, it can get violent in there sometimes. And you're thinking everything that you want, and you have maybe a small cart, the little small cart. Next thing you know, you have to go back and get a big cart, transfer the stuff from the small cart to the big cart. And then you make your way to the checkout, only to stand in line, and somebody's taking one little piece and scanning it. Grabbing another little piece, looking at it and scanning it. Grabbing another little piece. Why can't they just go zip, 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 zip and be done with it, pay and get the heck out of there? And then you have to go find your car. And what's interesting is maybe they only have 12 handicapped parking spaces and there are a lot more handicapped people in the city that need to use those spaces, but no. They have where you can go put your stuff, call it in advance, and pull into a special slot, and they will bring stuff out to your car. Why can't you use your 2 feet and go in and get what you need? And then they change the checkout lines. They take some out, they move things around, and so forth. So now you have self-checkout at either end of the checkout line. And I'm going, okay, it might work, it may not. I kind of wonder about that. I mean, who thinks this stuff up? I know that it's got to be a marketing genius. I'm going to have to talk to Victoria Smith about it, you know. But I get really upset. I don't know about you, but I do. I don't see them doing that at Wally World as much. Only at Kroger's. Well, anyhow, guys. On to some comedy. So much for my rant. I've talked about Dave Allen in the past. And he's an English comedian. And he likes to do a monologue. And he talks about different things. If it's not about grocery shopping or airlines or riding the bus, whatever. And he's a very good English comedian, and he makes a lot of good points. This is one about flying. Have you ever flown on an airport, flown on an airplane after fighting your way through the airport, getting to the plane, having to sit there, and then the stewardess starts talking about things? Some people don't pay attention. Some people do. You know, I like to know where things are in the plane in case things go wrong. And lately we've had a lot of problems, you know. Well, anyhow, let's take a look at Dave Allen. And this is what he talks about flying.
When it's up in the air, when it's staying in the air. And when it comes down, is it coming down where they said it would come down? That's all I want to know. Get on airplanes.
Yeah.
The language. The language of airlines. Planes are never late. You never listen? They're delayed. You get on when they say, and there's always these words that they use. Words are very important. They're psychologically wordy. You get on an airplane, sitting on the runway, ready to take off. That's when the hostess always tells you about the things that can go wrong with the plane. They never tell you that when you're buying the ticket, do they? They never say the wings could fall out or oxygen will fail. None of that. They wait until you're sitting there. Not only are you sitting there, but you're strapped. You're strapped into this bloody thing. And then under the guise of talking about the doors, they're giving you a blessing. Do you know? I'm sorry. Use the words of God. If by chance, the pressurization of the cabin drops, oxygen will be provided. That's bloody nice of them, isn't it? They've got you up to 35,000 feet. They're about to asphyxiate you. No, we'll give you some oxygen. And it's all that oxygen will be fine. If an oxygen mask drops down in front of you, please place it over your nose and mouth and breathe. Where else, for Christ's sake? It's the only part of your body you can breathe through. You're not going to stick it on your heart. And breathe normally. Normally. Can you even see yourself? 35,000 feet, and these things drop out of the roof like used contraceptives. Then you're going to go, oh, look at that. Oh, that's interesting. The pressurization of the cabin must have dropped. They're providing us good oxygen. Oh, interesting, is it? Yes. Crap. Let me tell you, if you're sitting there at 35,000 feet and those things drop down in front of you, the first thing that happens is your anal nerve goes. On a jumbo jet, that is 500 anal nerves. So the heck of a thing, you get that thing over your nose. Words like emergency landing. Have you come across that? Emergency landing. Emergency land. It's just have a word in. It's an emergency, but it's a landing. They've got you down. We're pros. It's an emergency. We've seen you through. We've got you down. You don't have to worry about things. Emergency. Somebody says emergency to me. Crash! That's what it is. Crash! Emergency landing. Hit! Some wallop, bang, bump into. We're about to make an emergency landing on the side of this mountain. Lovely things like, make sure you have your safety belt fastened. You see yourself going through all this? The plane is coming in. Your table is stowed. Seat is in an upright position. Make sure that all the crockery and glassings you give to the hostess. Hostess, excuse me. Come into the side of a mountain. Will you take my glass away from me? Take your teeth out. They don't say take your false teeth out. They say take your teeth out. Place a pillow on your lap and place your head on the lap. You see that? See that coming to the side of a mountain with your head on your lap? So you can kiss your ass goodbye. Brace yourself. Brace yourself. What are you doing? You hit them off. I brace myself. That way. Do you know that an airplane, after 18 hours of flying, is just filled with vomit, defecation, and farts? That's what it is. It hits the side of a mountain. That's why nobody will go near it for days. If in the unlikely event of us having to put down on water, there's a double doubt there, isn't it? If unlikely, put the two to, if unlikely, put down on water. Put down. Put down. Leaves put down. Thistle down puts down. Feathers put down. Jumbo jets, have you seen one? It's his theater, for Christ's sake. If I took this theater up to 35,000 feet and dropped it, it would not put down. It would bury itself in the bloody ground. If in the unlikely event of somebody put down on water, you will find your life jacket under your seat. And then they show you how to put it on. Place it over your head, you take two ribbons, you circle the body once, tie it in the bone on the left hand side, and they do it. Can you see yourself coming out of the sky at 900 miles an hour? Put down on the Indian Ocean. You see the Indian Ocean? It's enormous. It's black and nasty and enormous. It's got waves, huge, gigantic waves following each other all around. And you look at your safety card. And you have landed in the Indian Ocean. Your captain has managed to find a flat piece. Your plane is flat. All little blue waves all around it, all pretty. The yellow slides coming out of the side of the airplane. People going. The dinghy with a bell tent. Children say, "Mummy, we're going camping in the evening." You see pictures of the people leaving the airplane. Oh, the briefcase. And the hostess is saying, "Thank you for flying." Well, one thing you never see in all that is little black bins, do you? You never looked at those pictures and those little black fins all floating around, do you? You get on an airplane and you're looking at the safety card and it has black fins on it. I have been there before you. That's what I do on airplanes now. I get the safety cards and I draw in little black fins. You get a red ink and kind of put little bits of red in it. And for your added safety, while you're in the Indian Ocean, they give you a whistle. In the Indian Ocean? Miles of nothing. Huge waves. Let's do plane, 40,000 feet. We get a bucket! You know, the one thing I've always you hear about, but any sort of mishap with airplanes, the one thing that they always find, the only thing to get back It's a flight recorder, don't they? The black box. They always get the black box back. It's waterproof, bomb-proof, fireproof. It is totally indestructible. Now, why don't they put wings on it and fly? Short seats.
That's right.
Flying seats. How much booze they're going to give me? What food I'm going to... When I fly, three things I want to know.
Wow, I'll tell you what, he's funny. He really is. And he could be sarcastic too. But I'll tell you what, Dave Allen is fantastic. You got to check him out. You really do. Oh, I'll tell you what, he's no longer with us. But his videos are there and they are funny as all get out. But he does make a point. So you can imagine being on a flight like that and knowing that you're going to hit the water and there are sharks there, you know, it's like the sharks are down there looking up going, dinner time. Well, I don't know. I've flown, but I've never flown over the ocean. I've done the Gulf of Mexico, which is now Gulf of America. You pick whatever you want to call it. I've done that. I've flown from Dallas to Chicago to Columbus, Ohio, and elsewhere. And it's always been safe. And the only time that I really had a bad flight was coming back from a federal meeting that I had to attend. And I think I was in Dallas and I had to come back to Cincinnati. And it was the bumpiest ride into Cincinnati. And the plane was going up and down, sideways, and everything else. We finally landed okay, but you just wanted to get out and kiss the tarmac. But we made it safely. That was great. But then I had to get my car, you know, get my all my gear, put it in the car, and then I had to drive in a rainstorm to my hometown to participate at an event. Only to find out after driving through driving rain and all kinds of stuff that the event was postponed till the next year. And so then I had to turn around and drive all the way back to Cincinnati, Ohio, through more rain. And some of that rain was to the point where you could see maybe taillights in front of you, and that was it. It was a crazy event. But anyhow, guys, so much goes on. Dave Allen is a good comedian. I was going to do a little bit of Tim Conway. Remember the Carol Burnett Show and Tim Conway? Let's see if we can do a little bit of him. I might do him again next show, next week. Let's see what we can do here with Tim Conway. If I can find the magic button. You know, that's the big thing, is finding the magic button. And it's easy to do. You'd think I would learn after how many years of doing this. But let's see what we can come up with. So much for that. We're going to do Tim Conway. A new guy in heaven. Check this one out.
Re mi fa sol la ti do ti la sol.
Paging Angel Harrington.
Yes, Archangel.
I'm sending you a new cloud mate.
Oh, would you promise I could have this cloud all to myself?
The housing shortage has even reached here.
Oh, but I have to polish these halos and tune these harps. I won't have time to break in a new cloud mate too. It's just not fair. You hear me? Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, your party is hung up.
Hello.
Yeah.
Gee, I hear a harp. It must be in heaven. I hear it again. Where's that coming from? You have harps down there, too?
What?
Angel Harrington?
Sorry, sir. Welcome to my cloud, Angel. Don't get the wrong idea just because I'm wearing a gown.
Angel is what we call each other.
Oh, gee, that's kind of strange. I mean, you hardly know each other, call each other angel like that. Do you mind just for the first couple weeks if I just call it? Just call you dear?
Cute. 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 No. Okay. I'll tune my harp and you make up your bunk.
Oh. Where do I sleep?
Well, the top bunk, of course.
Oh. Where's the ladder?
Now, what do you need a ladder for?
Well, how am I going to get up here?
Well, silly, you're an angel, aren't you? Fly.
Forgot.
Got your wings.
Right.
The rainy fossil, the rainy fossil.
Well. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four for good luck. Five for happy hunting, six for clear weather, seven to get together.
Oh, for heaven's sake, will you fly into your bunk?
You got it.
Okay.
Joe, lady, fossil, the cheese, the power.
Can you destroy my halo? No, I'm sorry. Hey, that'll work out all right.
I don't think so. Would you just leave me alone? I must tune these hops. Yeah.
Well, that's right. I gotta tune mine. All right. Give me one stool.
Thanks. This
one.
Oh, we're going to have fun with that one next week. Boy, I'll tell you what. Some of the stuff we run into. What do we do on this show? Have fun. And sometimes, you know, you just got to have a lot of fun because the stuff out there today, holy cow, everything going on, everything's crazy. You know, it's a crazy world out there. You got people burning Teslas. You got all kinds of crazy stuff going on. We don't need that. We need to sit back and chill out and have some fun. Wow. Guess what, guys? It's time to bug out of here. So I'll see you on Sunday at 7 p.m. for Money and Change. And we'll see you on My World next week. Have a good one. Peace and out.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.